The Scorpion of Christmas. Heavenly Father, help us to celebrate the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, knowing that he has come to save us from sin. In Jesus' name, amen. The telltale signs are there for all to see. It'll soon be Christmas, and if you look around, you cannot help but notice Christmas lights and decorations, and people are busy buying gifts for their friends and for their families. And of course, Father Christmas can be seen in every large shopping store, giving presents to the children. This is also a time when suicides take place. There are more suicides at Christmas than at any other time during the year. It is also a time when newborn babies are given away by their mothers because they can't cope with the pressures of life. Although Christmas is a time when people are generally coming together, many people also realize how lonely they really are. Nevertheless, we come together to celebrate this joyous occasion, and some still find it is a time of family disputes and separations in marriage. The truth is that Christmas by itself does not change the predicament of your situation. The focus on the feast with roast beef, turkey, chicken, beer, and wine, surrounded by lights and Christmas decorations, has become the Scorpion of Christmas. I'm not saying you should not eat turkey and roast, and drink wine and beer, etc., and have a good time, but not to focus anymore on celebrating Christmas for the right reason. That is a danger. And whoever does this invites the Scorpion to poison their understanding of what this occasion is all about. Let me explain. There was a frog who wanted to cross a river. When he reached the shore, he heard a voice behind him. "Mr. Frog, Mr. Frog, take me with you. I also want to cross the river." The frog turned around and saw the Scorpion and said to him, "I do not want to take you with me. I'd rather swim alone." But the Scorpion begged him, "Please take me with you. I cannot swim. Please take me with you. Take me on your back, please." And Mr. Frog said, "I don't trust you because I'm sure you'll sting me with your stinger and poison me." But the Scorpion promised Mr. Frog he would not do such a thing. The Scorpion eventually persuaded the frog to take him across the river on his back. When they were in the middle of the river, the frog felt a warm sensation inside him, and his limbs started to become numb. He said to the Scorpion, "You have stung me. You promised me you wouldn't do it, but now I know you have stung me with your stinger, even though you promised me not to do it. Why did you do this?" the frog asked the Scorpion, who answered, "Because I cannot change my nature." You know, in a similar way, Christmas has become the Scorpion of our time. Even the English way of spelling Christmas is changing its form. People don't say Christmas, they say Xmas. They have taken the Christ out of Christmas and made it Xmas. Some of us buy such greeting cards completely unaware that by doing this, you are furthering the commercial aspect of Christmas by leaving Christ out of the reason for celebrating this special time. The same can be said of the lights and decorations that we see all around us. They are supposed to be a reflection of the angel of the Lord who stood before the shepherds, and the glory of the Lord shone around them as the angel announced the birth of Christ. We can read this in Luke chapter 2, verse 8 to 11. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." But the scorpion of Christmas has given us lights and decorations to light up the shopping centers, making them look spectacular and captivating. And the more exclusive and expensive the shopping centers are, the more spectacular and captivating the Christmas lights and decorations seem to be. This is what the norm of Christmas has become, oblivious to the fact that the main reason that we celebrate this special time is to acknowledge the birth of Jesus Christ over 2,000 years ago. In the Bible, we read in John 10, verse 10, "The thief comes only to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it more to the full." The simple fact is that Jesus has come to save you and to save me through his birth and his death. Don't let the scorpion of Christmas poison you to the true meaning of this special celebration. Let me take this opportunity to wish you and all your families and all you listeners on God Speaks Radio a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. God bless you, Pastor Philip. God Speaks Radio.
Your baby boy you know. Will one day rule the nation.